Podcast Help Desk News for February 13th, 2019. I'm Mike Dell, and today is Wednesday. And Apple has added a new paragraph to their terms of service for podcast users or podcast producers. And let me read the paragraph. It says, for clarity, you must not aggregate or permit any third party to aggregate analytics information provided to you by Apple as part of the content analytics service with other content providers' analytics information or contribute such information to a repository for cross-content provider analytics. So what does that mean? That means that Apple does not want you to give access to your analytics at Apple, which you can get. You can get some partial podcast statistics right at Apple. But what they don't want you to do is allow other services to aggregate that data. There are websites out there that say, hey, we'll get all your stats and put them all in one place for you. And just give us your Apple login and your Libsyn login and your Blueberry login and your whatever other, you know, PodTrack login and all that, and they, you know, crunch all the numbers together. And on top of that, then they get access to all this data that they can use in other ways, I guess. I don't know. I've not used any of these services, but be very, very careful if you sign up for some sort of service and they want your Apple ID login. Yeah, because if Apple catches you, you will be out of Apple. And you don't want to be out of Apple. Even though they're not the 100% of the podcast world, they're a good chunk of it. So try not to upset them. And that does not mean that you cannot measure usage on Apple. So like Blueberry, PodTrack, almost all the other podcasts, companies that provide statistics do provide statistics of what's happening, you know, with Apple users. You know, you can find out that, you know, 50% of your audience is from Apple podcasts, or you can find out that, Apple iPad browser was used and all that. You can totally find that out. That's fine. That's not against their terms of service. What they're talking about is you giving, you know, a third party direct access to your information, or even taking screenshots and posting them online would probably violate that. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but be a little careful with that. You should never really give your logins to anything, to anybody, you know, for some service. I mean, if you have to do it, that means they don't have the relationship with that service. So, you know, it could be dangerous. Think of it this way. If they had a data breach and you gave them your Apple ID and you have an Apple iPad and you have an Apple phone and you have an Apple computer and so on and so forth, if they have your Apple ID and they had a data breach, somebody can go in and wipe out your machine, wipe out your, you know, do find my iPhone and completely wipe your devices. And you don't want that. So never give out your Apple ID to anybody, and you won't go afoul of this new little term that Apple has added to their terms of service. Anyway, with that, I will catch you Friday.